9th of December, after their successful climb to the summit of Mount Vincent, John and Kate and their team woke at high camp, tired but proud, and rested enough to begin the descent back towards base camp. Remember that our scheduled flight off the ice was for December 10th from back at Patriot Hills. Now, it took us a number of hours to get packed up, of course, at high camp. We lived there for 1 week. And then to move down the steep fixed lines through the low camp, or Camp 1, and all the way down to Vincent Base Camp. We had radio contact with Fran at Vincent Base Camp the entire way, and everyone was monitoring our progress as we descended. We heard the weather might change for the worse, so everyone wanted to get the Twin Otter flown by Dusty and Russ in to pick us up and return us to Union Glacier before the thicker clouds came in. As it turned out, we walked in to Vincent Base Camp at 15 until 9 p.m., just about 8 hours after we started down. And Fran told us that in 15 minutes, Dusty and Russ were going to land the Twin Otter and we'd be on our way back to Union Glacier. We had just enough time to go inside and inside the tent and have a wonderful stew that had been prepared by Fran before we hastily reorganized our bags, threw them on the Twin Otter, which had already landed, and returned to the comforts of Union Glacier. Now, here at Union Glacier, we're joined by an amazing collection of adventurers from all over the world who are returning from their trips across Antarctica. They're from Norway, the United States, Canada, England, Scotland, Italy, Korea, China, Australia, Poland, South Africa, and Saudi Arabia. I've probably left a couple of countries out. So the stories that are ongoing, the most fascinating collection of people you can imagine having in one place. We share our meals together, and here and now on the 12th, I'll have to describe to you that the big highlight of our day is usually the 12:45 p.m. Weather briefing that's presented by Mark, our Belgian weatherman, who I've mentioned before. And so far, in the 3 days and nights that we've been back, the weather has not permitted flying from Chile down to get us in the Aleutian. Our weather forecast today definitely said for the next 18 hours there could be no flight, but perhaps tomorrow evening, Monday evening, they can get the Aleutian in to pick us up. If not, we'll just have to continue to watch the weather and see how it goes. Meantime, with a great sense of accomplishment and grateful to be around such an interesting group of people and have the comforts of Union Glacier Base Camp, we're doing well here at 79 degrees south in Antarctica. We'll continue to report about our luck with getting our flights towards Chile and onward to home in the next coming days.